Mpumalanga, let's shift focus and maybe bring in the executive mayor to Chief Albert Luthuli, local municipality. Councillor Mbuso. He joins us now, Mbuso Makubani. He joins us in conversation following that. He met up with mining companies today, where they met up with Mavungwana and as well as Arshomong Mines to introduce their subcommittees and also just to work on issues of going forward around the SLPs, the CSI, and the SMME development. Executive Mayor, as always, I really appreciate you making time to speak to us. Maybe your honest reflection of the meetings. I'm told that they are ongoing, but particularly the ones that you met today, what do you gauge? I mean, what has been their commitment in ensuring that they do adhere to, you know, the commitments in terms of the corporate social investment, the social social labor plan, and also just the development of the small, micro, medium enterprises within the local municipality?
Thanks, Musa, my brother. Greetings to you and also to the listeners of ISFM. It's always great to talk to you. Yes, indeed, we can confirm that as Chief Albert Luthuli, today we've met two of our mines, which are Mavungwana and also Arshomong. But it should also be noted, my brother, that we started to engage the mines yesterday, where we met also two mines, Ilima and Sirit. And we'll be continuing to meet all the mines that we are operating within our space. The purpose of having this engagement was firstly to introduce our mining committee that is shared by the executive mayor and also the member of that is representing the component of the community, but also to introduce the subcommittees that are reporting directly to the office of the executive mayor. You will understand, my brother, that the mining sector is one of the sector that is active within Mpumalanga province. Also, in Chief Albert Luthuli, we are having more than 15 mines that are dealing with the commodity of coal. So we thought that it would be prudent for us as the municipality to come forth and improve the working relationship between these two institutions, which is the municipality and also the mines. But also, just to check the progress in terms of the implementation of their legislative mandates, which are the SLPs and also other issues that has to do with the LED and also the support that we are providing to the SMEs. Can confirm that I'm happy as the executive mayor based on the presentation. Yes, there are challenges there and there, but I think working together and also ensuring that we close the communication gap and whatever that we have identified that feels like needs to be addressed, especially when it comes to the challenges, we think that we'll be able to address those issues. Because at the end of the day, our people on the ground want job opportunities. Our people on the ground, those that are participating, they need to be supported. The SMEs, as we have correctly mentioned, they need also to be supported. The state, when it comes to the unemployment rate, is not good for the entire country, but also for us as Chief Albert Luthuli. And we are having a mandate as the leaders to ensure that we address the issue of the unemployment rate as leaders of the municipality.
Executive Mayor, you know, when you look at other municipalities, they seem to be battling with the mining operations that are there. Largely, you know, they only see these mining companies when they are about to obviously renew their licenses, and then they will come to the municipality, you know, and submit their you know, plans and also opt to, you know, absorb some parts of the you know, projects of the municipality in the IDPs. When it comes to your municipality, since you've taken office, what has been the overall impression of the private companies that are there in ensuring their SLPs, but also in the corporate social investment? Because in other provinces, we are seeing mines and you know, the private sector take on issues of, you know, building or rehabilitating the road infrastructure, because those are some of the things that they also use. Maybe give us your overall impression of, you know, what seems to be the relationship of the municipality and the private sector, just roughly around SLPs and CSI.
No, you are correct, Musa. Yes, almost the issue that cutting across all the local municipalities, the relationship between the municipality and the mines, especially when it comes to the SLP, where you'll find that the mines now, they will come only when they want the signature from the executive mayor in terms of approving the SLP. But we don't want to operate like that, as Chief Albert will tell. There are many programs that we want to run in the form of public private partnership with our stakeholders, which are mines. And that was the intention of having such meetings to formally introduce the committee, set the terms of reference, and also try just to close the gap. Some of the SLPs that were presented to us, yes, they do cover the infrastructure development. Some, they also do cover the LED. But at the same time, we need also to ensure that whatever that they are presenting to the municipality in terms of their proposed SLP is also aligned to our priorities, as the Chief Albert told. But at the same time, it should also focus more in terms of supporting the SMEs and also improve the economic development of our within our space. So yes, the gap was there, but we are trying by all means to ensure that we close the gap. Whatever that is happening within that sector, the municipality should know. But at the same time, even when they are experiencing challenges, they need also to cascade those challenges to the municipality. Ours to ensure that we protect that investment, to regard them as our main stakeholders, and we need to ensure that we protect that investment, because of we understand that for them to operate, they need us and we also need them, and we will be able working together to reach our common mandate, which is to provide the services to the people. The services might be in the form of job opportunities, the services might be the form of the support on the SMEs. So as we have started with this new baby, yes, there are those deficiencies, but we are optimistic that we'll be able to close the gap between us and the mine.
Without a doubt. Executive Mayor, I really want to thank you so much for your time. All the best in the work that you do as you continue to engage these mining companies. May obviously it yield benefits for your municipality and roughly, you know, the residents of Chief Albert. All the best in the work you do.
No, thanks a lot, Musa. Maybe it will be just my last request to the community of Chief Albert Iltuli entirely, that we just work together as collective. Ours to ensure that we represent them accordingly, such that we will be able to at least advocate for their issues and also be able to address the challenges that we are facing. So we really need the support of all the stakeholders that we are having.
All the best, Executive Mayor. I really appreciate you.